anyway, I worked out there setting up their blind landing system for a period of 2 months, I think. Maybe, oh, it's longer than that. I was out there for 3 or 4 months anyway, after the radiation lab group moved everything down there. See, they had this one cyclone that would be a thing that they could use for testing flight patterns and so forth. And it was a big thing, and it ran out of gas. Essentially, the equipment inside began to develop holes. Mm-hmm. And just to warn it out, and the guy that was in charge of it had been sending some new plastron cavities, and he tore the thing open and put them in, and he made it all back together and made it work again. And that was all done while I was out there. And we put the thing together and made it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that took 3 months, I think, maybe more. But he had been out here for longer than that. He'd been out here for, I think, 5 months with my equipment taking out of these boxes, and they pulled it out of there and sent it back to Wright Field. Now, in the Air Force, things that are new have to be checked out at Wright Field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Dayton, Ohio. And they have another. The field out there, I think the name was right, Patterson Field, yeah. Wright Patterson is the combined name for that agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out of Patterson Field most of the time after we got past the state of trying things out. But we take them out to Patterson and try to have new guys fly them and see what fall apart. When I went out there in the early days of World War II with the crews that were in operation, these were operational Air Force crews. They just got the new airplanes from a company called the Douglas Aircraft Company. They were the first ones with nose wheel
tricycle
landing gear. Thank you. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Tricycle landing gear. And the colonel, who was an old buddy of mine by this time, told me while I was out there, he said, "Look, you're unbelieved." He says, "I've tell you that you don't know what you're saying." He says, "You get out there and you tell them the airplane is supposed to be landed on the two rear wheels and then let the front wheel come down later." Mm-hmm. And they don't believe it because they were taught when they had two airplanes that they had to put the three wheels down all at once. Mm-hmm. And they're still trying to do that. And he says, "I'll show you." And he took me out to the Patterson Air Force Base there and showed me six airplanes that were crumpled up on the nose. He says they just got one that they just got two putting back together.